Little early, got him on the phone. Yeah. Going to be at the Mirage this weekend. Welcome to the program, Ray Romano. How are you, Ray?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome.
Doing great. You want me to go grab stuff?
Yeah, we're missing one of our, we're missing all the talent in the room. We're going to go grab her.
Well, don't look at me for that. I can't pick up the slack.
Nobody can, Ray.
I believe it.
Here she comes. Ray is waiting on you, Steph.
I'm here. I'm sorry, Ray. Oh, my God.
How are you?
How are you?
Where were you? What the heck?
I'm trying to eat. It's weird.
Yeah.
She's recently lost like 50 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, she's doing this bodybuilding competition, so she's got to eat egg whites and grain and pine cones or something.
Like every 2 hours, you know.
I've recently just put on. Are we on the air? No, right?
We are on the air.
Oh, we're sure always we on. Come on, Ray.
There we go.
Okay. I recently just put on weight because I'm doing this show for HBO. And I had to do a sex scene. And,
really?
Yes. So I had to take off my clothes. So I didn't eat for like 3 weeks. So as soon as that scene was over, you know, I'm in New York City. I had 4 slices of pizza as soon as they wrapped.
Nice.
And I've been doing that ever since. So I put on a little bit of weight. Yeah, I had to do my first sex scene. So I'm giving, this is a warning. I'm not bragging. I'm giving you guys a warning.
Is that your first one ever?
Well, I mean, I did sitcom sex. You know, you get yeah.
Which one's better?
Somebody blows a slide whistle, woo,
right?
Out, you know.
Yeah, I remember you begging for it a lot more than doing it, actually.
Yeah, exactly. But this was the first legit, and it's very nerve wracking, very crazy. It's it's not real, but. Your crotch doesn't know that. You know what it is? It's like playing a trick on a dog. Right. It's like a dog who thinks he heard the doorbell and then nobody's there.
Yeah. How was your wife with that scene?
Not good.
No.
Oh, yeah,
not good. Can I quote my wife and you can bleep it out?
Sure. Yeah.
Can I do that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I explained what happened to my wife. I told she wanted to know the exact details, so I told her that. God, I don't want to get into details here, but I'm laying down and she's sitting.
I understand.
On top, okay. All right, so I explained that to her. She's here. She flies home to L.A. You know, she came to visit here, and then she flew home to L.A. This was after the scene, and she said that the guy next to her was an actor, and he gave her his card. Because he found that I was her husband. So I started cross-examining her. What do you mean you gave her his card? What was this? Blah, 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 blah. I go, what was his name? And she goes, I don't know his name. I go, what do you mean? You know his name. What's his name? And she stopped me and she goes, what was the name of the girl who sat on your c-?
That's yeah. Hilarious.
And I didn't know the answer. Oh, I knew. I didn't want to tell her I knew the answer.
Now,
it was strange, but it's weird.
Now, are you talking your boy down the whole time during this scene, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I'm always curious about this whole thing, so we need to know.
That's the nerve-wracking part of it.
Because that's got to be
well,
your.
You know, there's a famous story, but there's a story of an actor. I think they'd say it's George C. Scott or somebody. Who had a scene like this, and he told the actress before it started, he said, and this is in reference to what you're talking about, he said to her, I apologize if I do, and I apologize if I don't.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sounds
right.
Like normal sex for me.
Exactly. Well, now I'm afraid when I really have sex, my guy's not going to show up because it's been so many, there was like 10 takes of false alarms.
He's like, you're not doing this to me again. Forget it.
That's funny.
Exactly. I'm the boy who cried sex.
Right. So what else is going on with you?
Yeah, what's new?
Well, I'm coming to Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm coming to Vegas this weekend, which I love to do. You know, I'm still doing stand-up, and I'm doing this HBO series about the rock and roll. It's about the rock and roll world in the 70s.
Nice.
I play a kind of a sleazy record executive in the 70s. And the coolest thing is it's like time travel because they're getting actors to portray, you know, Led Zeppelin, David Bowie, and I'm meeting all these guys, you know, actors portraying them, but it's like, you know, that's the music I grew up with.
Oh,
I grew
yeah.
up in, with that classic rock in the 70s. So I'm getting to live this whole era again, and I'm getting to I'm snorting a lot of fake coke, and a lot of fake hookers. It's everything I could dream of without really getting in trouble.
Yeah, that's good.
Fake coke, fake hookers, fake sex.
Right. Everything a married man can do legally, kind of, you know.
Right.
So what's the name of the show?
It's called Vinyl.
Vinyl.
And,
nice.
Scorsese and Mick Jagger are producing it. And,
wow!
Kinda, you know Bobby Cannavale? He's the star. He's the lead, and I'm his partner in this record company.
He was that crazy guy on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Crazy Italian guy. Yeah.
Yes, he's great. He's excellent in this. And Olivia Wilde's in it, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it starts in January, so.
Well, right on. We're on with Ray Romano. He's going to be at the Aces of Comedy this weekend at the Mirage. And you know, even if I didn't introduce you, Ray, people would know you by your voice.
Well, yeah, it's giving me away because I have a beard now, so nobody's recognizing me as I talk. Hey, what, you gave up? Did you give up?
You're done.
Yeah.
You know, when you come to Vegas this weekend, not only is it a big biker weekend, but you can get some extra research on the show for January because there's places to go to do the fake hooker and blows.
Is it a biker weekend, really?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, it'll be, yeah.
Oh, wow. So is it big? Is that a big thing there?
It is. And it's actually back on Fremont East, and it hasn't been downtown in over
So stay
10
away
years.
From Fremont East, Ray.
There's no strip club on Fremont East, right?
Right.
No, it's Fremont West. What is that place called?
Glitter Gulch.
Glitter
yeah,
Gulch.
That's right.
Now that I have a beard, I can go to the strip club.
How would you explain that one to your wife?
Research.
Research. It's research.
And I still don't remember the name.
Yes.
Nice. It's research for Vinyl. Trust me, honey.
Yeah. And the problem is, she always throws this in my face, that we don't need the money. If I tell her I'm doing a scene like that, she goes, you know we don't need the money.
Very nice.
But all the family's good? Kids are good?
Kids are big. My youngest is 16. He's driving now. He's crazy. You got teenagers? Anybody got a teenager?
Yes, we do. Our last one is a senior in high school. We have a freshman in college, a junior in college, and one that's already has a family.
Got me. You almost got the exact thing. My guy's a senior, and he's yours is driving then, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's wrong, man.
But they're girls. That makes it even worse.
Let me tell you this. No, boys. Here's why boys are worse. Because he don't give a crap about anything. He calls me up. I'm not making... This is verbatim.
Okay.
He calls me up, and he's so cool. You know, he's like, Dad, I'm driving a car. I guess I'm out of gas. So I'm like, what do you mean you guess? Are you moving? Is the car moving? And he says, no. He goes, I go, well, where are you? And real casual, he says, the 101. The 101's a 5-lane highway.
Right, exactly.
Right. And he's la-di-da. And so I'm assuming he's fine. So I'm like, okay, well, you're on the side? He goes, nah, middle lane.
Oh, my God.
And then I swear, I'm not making this up, this is the exchange I had with him, because I'm panicking now.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what's the traffic like? And real cool, he's like, well, behind me it's bad, but it's moving in front of me.
You've got to be kidding me.
I swear to God, it's in my act now. It's verbatim. I put that in my act.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
And then my wife thinks it's a good thing, you know, that he's so cool because he's like, because he has like a zen quality.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's like, he doesn't panic. Like, she actually said, like astronauts. Who knows? Maybe he'll be an astronaut. I had to tell her, you know something? If he can't interpret the gas gauge on a Mazda, he's not getting in the space shuttle.
Exactly. NASA's a long ways away, honey.
Don't you love, though, that you've been blessed with the stuff? I mean, you can't make it up, and it goes right into your show.
There you go.
That is verbatim, word for word, the way it happened.
And I love it.
As soon as he did it, I was mad, but then again, I was kind of happy because I needed a couple new minutes of that.
Well, check out Ray this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Mirage. Ray, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. So we appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, I'm happy to get back there. My favorite gig in the world, Vegas.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye, guys.